Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're saying he's going to suck.
I'm concerned. No, I'm concerned. Okay, That's what I'm saying.
Forget about it. You either have to say yes or no. You can't say, I'm concerned. That's not an answer.
Sure it is an answer.
No, it isn't. An answer is an answer. You think he's going to play well or you think he's going to be bad?
You just want to make something up
you
with gotta nothing
answer.
To back
no,
it up.
No, what I want you to do is answer the question.
I'm answering the question.
I don't know, 5-7. That would win somewhere in between 5-7.
See, and you're trying to spread it out. He's either going to suck or he's going to be, you know, okay or good or whatever. He has to be really good in this thing. He's been great
to this point.
Given. He's your Conn Smythe winner to this point. So he has to be great.
I'm not sure
he's going to be great this year.
But here's what I'm saying. That's why you're such a coward.
I'm not a coward.
You're a big, giant
You make stuff up.
Bird,
you're just throwing it out
that can't
there.
Fly. No, because at some point in time, new information should make you feel better.
There is new
about
information.
So you've seen him play.
Would you get the chicken out of the studio?
And three.
Jesus, you bring these
feel like
weird
a Kentucky
animals
fried
here.
Idiot.
What's wrong with you?
You've seen him play in three different series, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did he play great?
Great.
Played great.
I just said it. Hold on.
Okay. Let me finish. Hold on. Stop.
Right now,
stop, Glenn,
he's your Conn Smythe winner.
Stop. You saw him play great.
He
so
did.
Just based on past history, you think he's going to fold and melt.
I didn't
right?
say that. I
because
said he's not going to play at the same level.
Because you're concerned.
Again, you're trying to...
Listen
to your chicken. Your chicken's making more sense than you are. No.
You're just...
What
you
happened to... What did he do in 2013?
So what?
Okay, so David Price had a history.
2013?
So you're right. He could be great. He could be like David Price. On the other hand,
were you fearful of
David Price in the playoffs last year?
Yes, but he's
Why?
Never... But no, because he had never shown that he was any good, period. He had no outing.
He was great, but he fell apart in the postseason.
I'm looking at Tuukka Rask's history.
Look at his history in 2013.
This year. Are you going to go back? Go back to when he was traveling the world.
That's how far back you want to go. History.
How far back do you want to go?
In 2013.
Oh, I'm going to go way back.
Great, phenomenal. He was the Conn Smythe winner at that point.
You're acting,
leader in the clubhouse.
Okay,
and what
so
happened
fine.
In the finals?
So you're going to you're making your decision based on what happened to
history.
This guy.
That's
in
right.
20.
That's right. I am saying that there's a pattern that I'm concerned about.
There is no pattern.
I just gave it to you.
No, you can't use 2013 as a pattern.
There's a history.
What other history does he have?
Okay,
it's been great.
Okay, but listen.
Let me guess.
Okay.
They had a 3-0 lead against the Flyers.
And whose fault was that? We already went over this
Big
earlier
part
in
of
the
it.
Week.
Big part of it.
Oh, please. You eventually, at some point in time, you have to just look at what he's done.
I am.
And forget about what happened in 2013.
Christian.
What were you doing
I
in 2013? You and Reamer in your attic.
No.
Blah, blah, blah.
I'm still here. But wait a minute. Hold on. But that's all you can go on is the guy's history. So I'm telling you to this point.
I believe in Tuukka. How about that? I've seen enough.
Okay.
To this point, he's been. With the bullpen. This is my bullpen.
All right, good.
Oh, you all. You,
no, I'm good. I'm going to the phone calls.
You're
sick
now?
Of you. Go play with your chicken over there. Pound your chicken. Here's Andrew.
Hey,
here's Andrew. Go ahead, Andrew.
Go play with your chicken.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Andrew.
Hey, what's going on, guys? You know, one thing I'm looking at for this series that's kind of going under the radar is that when you look at the end of that San Jose-St. Louis series, St. Louis started targeting all of San Jose's top players.
Sure did.
They started targeting Carlson, Hurdle, Pavelski, and those guys didn't play in Game 6.
Let me ask you this. Andrew, do you remember Craig Berube as a player?
No, absolutely not. I'm only 24 years old.
He was an enforcer. He was one of those guys that was out there taking guys' heads off.
All right, Andrew,
you don't think he's carrying it on to his team?
No, he absolutely is. But, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Once St. Louis starts noticing like a chick in the armor and a Bergeron or a Pasternak, I think they're going to attack those guys and they're going to try to make them, you know, they're going to try to make them quit a little bit. And I think that's a big thing we have to look forward to in this series because they have a pretty big team, especially on the back end.
Yep.
They're not like Columbus, though.
No, they're not as big as Columbus.
No, and they did that.
Yeah, but Petrangelo, you know, Patrick Maroon, those guys are going to make you feel it when the puck goes into the corner for sure.
Yeah, I mean, they should. But like I said, you just played Columbus and you didn't break them. They had some big guys back there too. Seth Jones, it's just so, yeah, that's going to be part of it. But well, I don't expect this team to just crumble because they're getting hit too hard in the postseason.
Yeah, but he's right about
it. Pastrnak, you worry about.
They took guys out in this last series. That was one problem San Jose had, is they took guys out. But the other point is when you look at it, in a day and age when we look at the NHL and say, oh, it's too cute now, it's a lot of quick, fast skating teams up and down the ice or whatever, you end up with two teams in the Stanley Cup final, which you could say play, as they like to use the word, heavy, right?
All I'm saying is I remember a game at Columbus they lost, and I think they got out hit like 52-25. I mean, they were just laying guys out left and right. And remember, we were talking the discussion. Well, the Bruins got to hit back. It's like, no, they don't. They just got to keep going. They're not as big and physical as Columbus. You know, and I don't know enough about St. Louis, but they don't, up and down, if there's, you know, as physical as Columbus is. But they showed. They're like, okay, you can hit us, but we're going to have to beat you with skill, beat you with depth like they did.
See, this is the other problem we all have. Is St. Louis a better team than Columbus? Now, they're in the Stanley Cup final, but it doesn't mean they're a better team, because we can look back early in the playoffs and say, well, Tampa Bay
sure they are.
Right. Tampa Bay was a great team. People were calling them the Golden State Warriors of the NHL. And what the hell happened to them? So it's hockey is just a different animal. I'm not sure this is a good thing for the game again, the way they do the playoff format, and you're seeing so many of the stars out of the game.
I'm not sure it would have changed much this year at all. You might have seen Toronto and Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals.
That would have been.
But, I mean, all the division leaders played the 7 and 8 seeds.
Right.
And they all lost. So if you want to go 1 through 8, you know, what? It wouldn't have mattered. They would have all lost. Now, actually, I take that back. Maybe the Bruins would have been the 2 seed.
Right.
Right? But I'm just saying, they still, it wasn't like the Bruins-Toronto was one that you just sat there and said, these two should not be playing in the first round. I think everybody would agree with that.
Well, the Bruins are the only team.
After that, the rest of the league, you look at the other division. I mean, you know, and even St. Louis division, I think Nashville had like 100. You know, they were tied at 99. So what's the difference between 1, 2, and 3?
Well, the Bruins are the only team that did not get upset by a lower seed. And we could have said that 2 rounds ago. That's how crazy this thing was, because St. Louis, 2 of their 3 rounds they played were upsets. Fitzy's in Dartmouth. Hi, Fitzy.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Fitzy, what's up?
First of all, I want to say happy Friday to the hedgehog, the mouse, and the rhino.
Thank you, sir.
Hello.
And my number one reason the head of the chicken. Going to win, and I didn't hear Dale mention it, is the home ice advantage.
That was number 11.
11A.
Thanks, Lou.
You're right.
I appreciate that.
I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think it's a big deal in the NHL. What are the numbers? The numbers tell you that it's not a real big deal. It's like 50-50, home and away.
Number
I don't think it's a big
10.
Deal. And that's why it wasn't in his top 10. I think I might have put it ahead of the fan base.
50, I remember when the postseason started, we had that stat. And out of all the 4 major sports, there was less discrepancy in the NHL come playoff time. In other words, the playoffs meant more. Home field meant more in the playoffs in football, in basketball, drastically. Baseball was hockey was last.
All right, I can dig that, but this is the final series for the Stanley Cup, and the St. Louis fans are not going to be able to hold a jock as far as the Bruins fan when they play at home. There's no way, shape, and form. Plus, another reason is our music is better. Have a good weekend.
Okay.
See, I don't know about that either, because remember, like, when you haven't been there forever. Remember, like, Nashville, Vegas? Like, it was just people in Nashville, the run that they went on a few years ago, it was insane.
I think it's going to be insane.
Like, there was so many just people that came out of nowhere that didn't like hockey, but it was part of, like, the cool thing to do in that city at that time. And they just all became Preds fans. And next thing you know, it was absolutely insane.
I think it's going to be
Nashville
insane.
Predator game. So, like, St. Louis, the team hasn't been there, like, forever. Like, I'm not going to sit there and say a home game for St. Louis isn't going to be quieter or less passionate than Bruins fans. I actually think it'll be more.
Remember the passion?
They don't see it very often.
Remember the passion in 2011? Because in January, they wanted the coach fired. Okay? Things were not going well for this team. And then it started building up and building up. And why was the passion so big? Because they hadn't won in how many years? So now you've got a situation where this team has never won.
That's what I'm
saying. A playoff game. Never mind, a Stanley Cup final playoff game. They have never won one of these. And they haven't been here in 49 years. Right. That, to me, is building. I'm sorry, Dale. I think the passion is going to be just as wild in St. Louis as it is here in Boston. And it might even be bigger over
What fan base is more desperate to see a championship?
St. Louis.
Yours? Yeah.
We've had one. What,
I don't really know what the passion is.
92
Yours?
Days?
That enough.
It's actually a 92-day drought.
It's like the land of spoiled children, which is what Boston sports
It is amazing
fans
that there
are.
Is some passion left in the tank. That it hasn't been used up for the Celtics, even though they didn't win it, but there's still a lot there
for the
Bruins.
I'm not saying there's not going to be passion in the building. It's going to be insane. All I'm saying is if your team hasn't been there for a long, long time, sorry. Like, they're going to be going crazy.
Well, like most things,
they're
going to
be a little bit hungrier, and it's going to be more emotional, win or lose, for them.
Passion? Like most things, we have narrow vision. We're looking at our own backyard, and we're not looking at what they have. And think about where you were in 2011, where you're sitting there going through all of those years where Jacobs wouldn't spend the money and get that one extra winger that might have put you over the edge, okay? Harry wouldn't make that big trade you wanted. How many times you went through all of that because you hadn't won in such a long period of time? That's what they're going through in St. Louis right now. Here's David in North Providence, Rhode Island. David.
Yes, gentlemen. How are you doing
Good,
today?
David, how are you?
What's up, David?
Changing up a little bit, talking about baseball.
Oh, okay? We got a question for Dr. Lou. Dr.
Look at this. A little.
Been a while.
A little Friday special.
It's been as long as the Bruins like layup.
Dave, I like it. A little Friday special Sox talk. Let's do this. What do you got?
All right, here's the question.
Okay.
Where is this roster going to go when Brian Johnson, Holt, and Pedroia come back? I'm going to hang up and listen. Who's going to go down?
Christian had the same question, I think, about an hour ago.
I completely stopped listening.
I would have to say that the first move is a bullpen arm. You got 8 guys. Get rid of one. You're good. Ryan Weber starts.
All right.
Vasquez, you long guy.
Walk him out.
That's it, right?
Walk him out.
Second one? Yeah, I don't know what happens. Then you get some tough calls.
Nunez? Dr. Lou. Okay, great answer.
we finally get a baseball call, and you're like, are you done answering it? Can we just move on?
You didn't want to answer that question.
No, I didn't.
You didn't want to answer that
question. It's a holiday weekend.
I was doing you a favor.
It's a holiday weekend, and all you're doing is you're mocking everybody. You're mocking Lou. You're mocking me. You're mocking Dale.
Oh, you know, I'm going to do you a favor today.
Mocking people.
I'm going to do you a favor. You made me wait long enough.
You guys have already argued twice today. I think we have two more coming.
You made me wait long enough. I teased this in the very first segment, and I never got to pay it off.
Yeah.
Squirrel! When we come back, I am going to explain to you what you are doing at 4:30.
No, it's too bad.
You
can't say no. I got some other things to talk about.
You can't say no. You can do it all, but at 4:30, we are gonna become closer knit family.
Oh, I like
that.
That
is what we're gonna do.
I like this.
It doesn't mean what you think it means.
I was gonna say.
Not some frat trick.
What are we talking about here?
You play the music, and I'll tell you on
we're
the back
blood
end.
Blood brothers, man. All right, 617-779-7937. Our phone number. By the way, if you've watched these NBA Eastern Conference Finals, is there anybody that can make a case that the Boston Celtics are even close to the Milwaukee Bucks or, dare I say, the Toronto Raptors right now?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Now, what is the thing that you wish you could have that is no longer on your Superman diet?
Well, things I don't eat very often. Like when I was young, I just had the worst diet.
Yeah.
I think as I've gotten older, the diet's improved a lot. So
There's
things I eat much less or far less often now.
Yeah.
I'd say cheeseburger, pizza, beer, things like that.
You don't drink beer?
Rarely.
Do you want to chug a beer? I'm okay. Do you want to do this? Again, this is for
are we
the kids.
Competing or are we chugging?
I don't know if you're a competitive guy.
I try.
Huh. he is a competitive guy, and he's actually pretty good at it.
He's good at everything.
So I know.
What is he not good at? Tell me. You've been around him. What is he not good at? He's good at everything.
Jeez,
what can he do?
He's really good at golf.
Yep.
He's good at basketball. He's good at baseball.
Even out of sports.
Oh, was Tom Brady.
He can't cut hair.
That was Tom Brady with, who was it, Jimmy Kimmel?
No, Colbert. It was Colbert.
Stephen Colbert.
Yeah. Yeah. So I know you want. We're gonna talk a little basketball for last night's game. But during that game, sidebar, you had a couple of Green Bay Packers there.
Yeah, David Bakari,
tackle. It's a tackle. He's Colorado tackle. Guy.
Yeah.
And who? Oh, and Yelich was sitting next to Bakhtiari.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers was there also.
Right.
So sure enough, Bakhtiari, you know, jumps up. Okay, and he chugs a beer. Then he chugs another one. He's just killing it. Okay. Aaron Rodgers decides, okay, I guess I'm gonna do it also.
The
My lineman just challenged
him,
me, right?
He's like, all right, hold on.
He's got like three quarters of a beer. It's not even a full beer. And he's putting up the finger saying, oh, one second, as he's slowly chugging.
I like
hold
his
on
style.
A sec. I'm gonna get me a beer.
So what he's doing is he's taking in the barley, he's taking in the hops. I mean, that's a man who appreciates.
Oh, so you're telling me he's appreciating the stadium?
No, 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 no.
Oh, got, see, no, no.
His
I know
manhood,
you're doing.
His manhood got challenged. Is
yes,
what happened,
he got
okay?
challenged.
His,
he what? Out.
His manhood. He got challenged.
Oh, you need
so
to stand up.
So he sat there and he said, okay, the camera's on me. Look, I have a beer in my hand. Okay, I have to chug it. And what Aaron Rodgers did, he should just turn his man card in.
Yeah, he should.
He quit.
He didn't quit.
He didn't even commit to it.
He started chugging it.
Oh, I want wine.
And didn't finish. I don't care if it took him 4 minutes.
Yeah.
He didn't finish his beer.
What's wrong with that?
That is, in a chugging contest?
Well, he finished his beer. He did it later, Lou. He went back.
No, Glenn. You chug your beer.
Chugging contest at what, a sporting event?
If this guy's quicker than you, whatever. You need to finish it or you hand the keys over to Danica.
Oh, because then you'd have a gender identity crisis.
No.
So what we are doing, what I did, because I kind of feel like I'm pretty good at it.
At what?
He is.
Chugging beer.
He's very good at it.
I would think you'd
be
very
good at
chugging beer.
Yes,
he's
good at it. I'm proud of myself about it.
Did you taste the hops and the barley?
Well, here's
the wheat. You got none of that, right?
Not much.
First of all, I hate beer.
Really?
I hate it.
I'm not a beer
guy. Not a beer guy. You're a wine guy.
Yes.
Lou is a...
But I can't guzzle wine either. Can't do that.
Who guzzles wine?
LeBron.
Yeah. No, he doesn't.
That was his third glass walking in that
night. It's not the right... All right, so I went out and I got us each an O'Doul's beer. It's a non-alcoholic beer.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Good.
Okay. So
we don't want to get anybody in trouble.
No, we're going to get in trouble. It's non-alcoholic. There's no alcohol in it whatsoever.
Everybody's in trouble around here.
It looks like beer, but it isn't.
Still
okay?
A touch of alcohol.
So you are going to jug one.
Have you ever
one?
Did you taste it?
I tasted it. I did one earlier.
We might have tasted it.
It tastes like Coors Light.
Yeah.
No, Bud Light. It tastes like... You think Bud Light and Coors Light is a good beer?
No.
That's the only way.
Having a beer on the air.
But fat people feel better about themselves if they drink a light beer.
That's the only way to drink
that. An Amstel Light or something like that? Yeah.
I can't imagine sipping it in the back of my deck.
No. Why? I mean, you really have to like the taste of beer, which I don't. The only reason why I drank beer in the first place is just to get drunk.
Is that why you hold your nose when you drink it?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Is that what you did? No, I held my nose.
But, yeah, I can't smell it.
And you're sitting there telling me you're manly?
My man card exists because I can chug it.
With your nose?
So what?
So you tell like this when you're drinking like this?
That's the way I jump in the pool.
So you don't understand why people sit out in their back deck and drink a beer on a hot day?
No. An O'Doul's.
Oh, an O'Doul's.
O'Doul's.
I'm all about a
Corona.
Sorry, okay, Corona with a lime in the summertime is the
yes,
thing.
Whatever. That's the way
I'll do
for
that
me.
Too. That's
I'm not
going to
get
thing.
Into the whole IPAs. This is brewed in a cast iron.
Oh, I mean, stop I'm not it. Why are you making fun of people
stuff.
That are into craft?
Because I think it's silly.
Why do you make fun of everybody?
Well, I'll tell you what.
You make fun of everybody today.
Maybe I'm just
it's a holiday weekend. I think you're insecure. I think you're insecure. Hey, Dale, why didn't you have 13 different reasons?
I'll tell you what. I don't know if the last time you had to do this or not, right? My son-in-law wanted to go get him some beer, so I went stop. Right, and I'm like a Sam guy, Sam Adams, but so he likes the pale ales and the IPAs. So I'm sitting there, look at the cooler. When was the last time you walked into a liquor store and just?
Oh, there's a zillion different things.
Looking to buy like an IPA,
fat dog, fat pig, large pig,
dude,
small
fat pig.
Tire.
Yeah,
you sit there in front of
God.
These two windows,
yeah,
two of them, like just two rows, like, just, and you're like, what the hell? Am I doing
it's
here?
Insane.
Yeah.
There's a million of them.
Yeah. I go Jax Abbey, little Framingham piece. How you doing? I'll go there a lot.
They all tell you what
a couple areas.
Right? They all tell you what state they're
but
brewed
it's like,
into.
What?
That's the
in
big deal.
In God's name, there's like 150 just in a small little cooler. It's like, I'm like, I just grabbed something. Like, I don't know if you're going to like it or not, but whatever.
Oh, bitch.
See, well, I don't ever remember that in the old days where they would tell you what state the beer was brewed in.
Miller
Lite. Did you
what
have
you
any
want?
Idea where it was brewed?
Yeah.
Then he closed.
St. Louis.
And they lied. Even like Narragansett. You thought it was in Rhode Island. It was like in Chelsea or something.
You know who actually opened up a brewery? in Rhode Island?
Who?
Dan Copen.
Oh, yes, I read
Dan
that.
Dan Copen, yeah, he's got...
He's a restaurant, too, right.
Yeah, it's not even open every day, but yeah, he's into
what
that
mean
whole
it's not open every day?
It isn't. They are only open on certain days.
So wait,
days,
how are we going to open by
early.
Appointment only?
It's weird, but it's a good it's little
like a
deal.
It's like a day spa that serves beer. Yeah.
Walk me through this thing. So at 4:30, we're going to...
All right,
the three of us are going to chug... Because on the air, on the radio, it's tough sell.
Well, we're going to do... What I really... The key is that we're going to... I don't know how we can do this. We do it all together one at a time. But I know for a fact that he won't do it. Glenn won't do it. He's already kind of teased us. What's wrong with Aaron Rodgers not finishing the beer? So he could say, well, Aaron Rodgers didn't do it. Aaron Rodgers is a sophisticated gentleman.
What's wrong with
Why
that?
Would anyone who's sophisticated
Tom Brady's
chug a beer?
Sophisticated.
Tom Brady chugs it. We're going to do it. Can you just commit to it?
Do you think Tom Brady chugs it on a regular basis? What are you, crazy? He doesn't
No, but
do
he got
that.
Called out on TV,
yes.
So he did it.
Yeah, because
Unlike
he's a
Aaron Rodgers,
he's,
he can't
Are you saying
it.
You won't do it?
No, I'll do it.
You 100%.
Sure. Yeah, I'll do it.
Live on the air. Okay, whoever you bam, once you're done.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, because right. I'm a man. I'm a manly. And
you're
I'm,
so
and,
not
and
a man.
I don't have to worry if I don't if I don't have to guzzle if I don't guzzle the whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't have to sit here and say,
duels.
Oh, I didn't guzzle the whole thing.
Duels,
please. Why can't we do it at 6 o'clock and do the real stuff? 6 o'clock.
We can do it around. We can do it on the weekend.
Oh, we can't. We'll have to drive home. I forgot about that.
One beer. It's non-alcoholic, so we're gonna do that at 4:30. I'm gonna see how good you are. I'm challenging you, Glenn.
Well, you're gonna win. You're gonna be better
personally,
at this.
I know I am, but I'm personally, you have to do it. How would he say? 5 seconds? Think you can do it in 5 seconds?
Should be able to, right?
5 seconds.
What, a whole can?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think you can do it in 5 seconds.
No, I don't think I can do it.
Five seconds.
Do it the way those guys did it. They had a cup.
Five-second challenge.
You got, okay.
Yeah, but how about the Bakhtari guy? He had like four of them, didn't he?
Look like 16s, big dogs, maybe 20s.
And he's got to drive home? I mean,
driving home.
Would you do that like on national TV and then suddenly you get the police watching you get out of
no,
there?
No, he's not driving home. How about Christian Yelich?
He's in Milwaukee, too. I think
that guy
would give him a
break. Oh, that's a good point.
He probably drinks like 16 just to stay in shape.
Stay hydrated. He drinks. He doesn't drink water.
How do people do that?
Oh, you're an offensive lineman like that or whatever, right? What the hell?
It's kind of a prerequisite.
I've heard guys like that say, I drink 20 beers at a night. How can somebody do that?
Want to give away a pair of tickets to the Celtics?
Like that guy. How do you do that?
All right, so you're in.
How many times do you have to go take a piss if you're drinking that many beers? 20 beers.
Jeez. Don't break the seal.
Well, first of all, I'm a guy that I have a couple of drinks and I always got a glass of water. No ice. I guzzle that. So I want to keep it right at the right level of tipsiness. Like, I don't want to get too far over where I'm like hungover and like dying.
Something
and
like
I don't want to be too low.
Here.
So this guy drinks water between each drink and he makes fun of guys for working out while they're on vacation. What are you doing?
On vacation,
you're
I don't do
for
that.
The time.
On vacation, no, that's not
Can
true.
I tell you, the
on
biggest...
vacation, I don't do that. On vacation,
losers.
Where am I driving to? I'm walking to my room, or I'm passed out on a lounge chair, or I'm like, it doesn't matter. I'm not doing that on vacation.
Christian, you're the biggest hypocrite I know. You're a guy that ridicules other people, goes at other people, and then you do stuff that is
like
even
what?
More compromising.
Like what?
Like what you just described.
Because I'm smart and I'm not going to get completely, polluted
smart?
On a Wednesday
night. Did
you say
night. You were smart?
Yes, I did say
Please.
That. Yes, I did.
God, please.
This guy, he acts like he mocks football players for being dumb.
Right.
Yet he's a radio host.
Right.
Okay, like how
exactly.
smart do you have to be
working
to be
with you
to be
and
a radio host?
You and Wiggy.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like what type of you went to acting school. You're not a scientist.
College?
You're
Laura
not a
Brannigan.
Math major. You hung
with
out
Laura
with
Brannigan.
Laura Brannigan. Like, Laura, you're some, like, oh, look how smart I am. Oh, should I press this button? Oh, here we go, the break.
Is it Michelangelo who's painted the Mona Lisa?
My name's Glenn. Hey.
We have Fourier and Wiggy here. Both of the
same. Are you sure that was
right at the same time?
Am I right, though? He's sitting there. He's ragging on football players for being dumb.
I'm not. I'm ragging on you. I'm not ragging. Did I rag on Brady? I just said Brady was brilliant. Brady could do this job. Let me ask you this. Do you think if Brady came in here tomorrow?
I think it'd be boring.
He could do this job better than you. He could do this job better than you.
Not even close.
This is radio.
No, you know why?
You're right.
Because he's not. He won't allow. He's like you now. He's so evolved and so sophisticated. Like, he can only make fun of himself when he agrees to it.
This offseason is going to be about my family.
Oh, see?
Oh, no,
it's genuine right there.
Anybody who loves his family.
He would be so much better than both you and Wiggy doing this.
You didn't have a problem with Aaron Rodgers' effort.
No.
How can you not?
He's a guy sitting in the front row, and you want him to sit there and just chug down beers. Those are real beers. That wasn't
just
non-alcoholic.
Challenged you.
So? The you're Milwaukee in a sporting Bucks event. You're an adult.
He's flat out got called out.
You have any?
By
you have a competitive
lineman.
Bone in your body?
None. None. And who was the girl sitting next to him? That wasn't
the owner's daughter.
The owner's daughter.
Oh, I thought that was something going on.
Mallory
there.
Edens.
Like,
she's the one that Drake is now trolling.
Yeah.
Why?
Because of the shirt she had?
Yep.
What happened to what's the guy in the shirt?
Who was the shirt?
I thought that was Coolio.
Pusha T, the rapper. Yeah. Drake and Pusha T have a beef.
Pusha T. She was wearing that jacket. I mean,
like a legit beef?
So like he and Drake have like this little beef. So now he's using her Instagram picture or picture on his Instagram account, whatever. I think he just wants to hook up with her personally.
Probably.
But it's not to give her crap. But yeah, that was her.
No, sir. Drake didn't make it to Milwaukee. He was smart. He stayed in Toronto at.
He led a rally.
At the rally. Party. Yeah,
right. Oh, wait. We actually have him.
Yeah, Jurassic
talking
Park.
After
yeah, it was embarrassing.
Can we do that? Replay it?
Yes. And
then we'll be serious.
And the NBA guys who are standing up for him, sticking up for him, because they're scared to death of Drake for some reason. We got to get to that, including you, Charles Barkley. We'll get to it coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
And the whole world, look around you. Look at this. We created this. This didn't exist before we were here. Look around at the square. I promise you right now, we did this. Doesn't matter what anybody says. They can say it's disrespectful. They can say it's this and that. Everybody's within the rules. Everybody's doing their thing. All we are is proud and passionate. We are like a college sports team. The Toronto Raptors are a college sports team. I promise you. I love Toronto. I love this team. And we're going to the
NBA Finals. A chance to win at home.
That's Drake. You know what? He's a passionate fan. I'll give him credit for that. But they're making him out to be. Does he have still a part ownership, like half of 1% or something like that? But
maybe that's why he's so.
But they treat him like he's a member of the team now. And that's what's driving me crazy.
He's probably going to get a ring.
Oh, absolutely he's going to get a ring. He and Mark James will get a ring out of all of this. But it's amazing to me. He's on the floor. He's on the court. He's doing stuff that you see no other fan, no other celebrity fan. In all those years you saw Jack Nicholson sitting on that front row. He'd drop some chili on the floor. He'd do something stupid every once in a while. Did you ever see him walk around?
No, it's a different...
Never
it's,
did
it's
any
a,
of that.
It's a different time.
Spike Lee never does any of that stuff. Like, all that stuff he's talking about, like, people look as disrespectful and... He's got to just kind of just tie it down to just himself. Like, just narrow it down to you. We think you're a fool. We're making fun of you. I'm not making fun of Toronto fans that are out there in their parks celebrating, although I think it's a nice photo when we see the Bruins beat them. You know, but it's what you do on the sidelines. If he just would stand up, cheer, yell and scream from his seat, sit down, stand up in front of his seat, I wouldn't have a problem with Drake.
Be a good fan.
We see it all the time. What he does... is laughable. It's insulting. Yeah, but I mean, it is like, what are you, like, it just, this, oh my God, this ego.
But I have a theory.
No, but he's part of this.
That's the thing, and the fact that they've empowered him.
That's it.
And they keep letting him do it.
See, I think that's the problem.
So, you're a famous musician. Okay, big deal. So what? Like, so why do you get to jump and do whatever you want to do, call out Giannis, you know, do the whole choke signal, you know, make fun of him, mock him as he's... What are you? You're not a player.
Because you already said it. They're empowering him. The NBA loves the rap community, and the players do. Charles Barkley last night is usually pretty good when it comes to stuff like this. If there's a fan going ballistic, this is a guy who's punched fans out in bars before.
America.
Okay, so he's done this. Last night, he's kind of defending Drake, and he's ripping Coach Bud, the Milwaukee coach, because the coach is making such a big deal out of it.
Disappointed in Coach Budenholzer, to be honest with you. Listen, man, you need to be worrying about Norman Powell, Marc Gasol, and Serge Ibaka. Listen, nobody's paying attention. I like Drake. I think he's great for the game. But for an NBA coach to be worrying about that instead of like, look, he should have said, hey, guys, I ain't worried about Drake. I'm worried about the Toronto Raptors. And that's, I wish, what he would have said.
I'm sure he is. Do you really think that he really gives a rat's ass about Drake? Now,
no.
If you ask him about him, you think he'll give his opinion? Sure.
That's what he did.
That's all. I mean, I don't think that this team is like, you know, they're at practice getting ready for the game, and he's sitting there and saying, what are we going to do about Drake? I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Coach, over here, we're trying to go. No, forget it. I'm trying to figure out what I want to do with Drake. How
I ain't worried about Drake.
Like, I don't think he's worried one bit about Drake. But if you're going to ask him how he feels about it, he's going to say he should stay in his freaking seat like every other fan.
Yeah, but that's what Barkley would normally do to anybody else. And I agree with you, Christian. The NBA and a lot of these players and ex-players empower these guys because they love these rappers. They love the fact that they're intertwined now into the league with the players. And it's been a big plus for the league because it's attracted a huge young demographic audience, right? There's no doubt about it. But they're afraid of Drake. I'm telling you, if this were any other, if this were, you know, somebody from Boston, Mark Wahlberg or something like that doing
so
that.
Scary.
Do you think that Charles Barkley would say the same thing? Do you think that any of these guys wouldn't sit there and say, Wahlberg, sit down, shut up. Donnie Wahlberg, sit down, shut up.
Glenn, of course they would. Yes. Yes. But it's Drake.
And they're afraid. They're afraid that Drake might come out and attack them.
So Drake's gonna put you in a song?
Maybe.
You're gonna rhyme through them. It?
Yes, I think that's part of the problem.
He's gonna Taylor Swift you?
Yes, Taylor Swift.
No, but athletes want like musicians to like them.
They do.
So I guarantee Drake is like, yeah, Charles, that's my boy. You my boy, Charles. It's like they all want to be boys.
So
he doesn't want to go after someone like Drake, who's very powerful, you know, in the music community, rather than calling him for what he is. I find it hard to believe that Charles Barkley loves that Drake is running up and down the sidelines like he's a coach and massaging a head coach during a basketball. This isn't the NBA celebrity game, All-Star weekend. This is the freaking playoffs, and they got some fool running up and down the court like he owns the joint.
It's a joke. It's a complete joke, and the NBA shouldn't allow it, but the NBA, Christian, is fearful of the backlash from Drake.
So they can't just politely say, dude, sit down.
Well, why haven't they done it by now?
So do you think, will they have another game in Toronto?
They do have another game in Toronto.
So that is Saturday.
That's correct.
Okay, so we'll see what happens then. Because he didn't go to the Milwaukee game. He stayed and did the whole, you know, local thing.
Right.
So they'll have a game on Saturday, and let's see what happens.
We the North.
Because I can tell you, they did say something to him, because it's the whole, like, it is getting embarrassing, and I know that they have this relationship. And that's why Barkley, just all celebrities are associating themselves with the team.
They want to be friends.
Watching the video again, and Nick Nurse said this, it's amazing. He didn't even realize what Drake was doing, so maybe his head was totally into the game. But when you watch that, a fan getting up off their seats, walking up and down the entire sideline, and then coming up and rubbing his shoulders, a coach's shoulders. If that were any other fan doing that in any arena,
the
security would dive out and take the guy down.
Right away. Oh, right. It's Drake. Let him in the front.
Drake can do whatever he wants.
He doesn't have a leash. He can kind of go wherever he wants to. Don't pass this line.
But nobody has that right. You've seen it around games. Nobody has a right. Media, nobody can go in that.
And you're right, because I don't know if they've told him or not, but we got more odds. Will Drake step on the court during Game 6 broadcast?
Yes.
What are the odds on that one?
Oh, that's yes.
Minus 350.
Yes.
Yes, he will. That's an easy bet, right?
Yep.
That's an easy bet.
Easy money.
Will Drake's Game 6 apparel have a hood? Even money, yes.
Yes.
But then, of course, we had the first one from the other day. Will Drake touch Nick Nurse during the Game 6 broadcast? Yes, plus 325.
Unbelievable.
So they're saying that the odds are maybe he doesn't touch.
So when you watch these games, do you see the Celtics anywhere close to these two teams right now?
No, because they have an answer for Giannis. And it is probably one of the best all-around players in the league, and that's Kawhi Leonard. Right? I mean, Kawhi was what, second team all-defensive?
Yes.
And Giannis was first?
Yes.
And I would say Kawhi's a better defender than Giannis.
Right.
One-on-one, open court, I got to cover you. Now, Giannis, we saw him, you know, help defense, protects the rim, and he's a good defender, but I just don't know if anybody's like Kawhi.
So I think two things are happening. One, Toronto is dictating the pace, and Toronto is limiting it to a half-court game. And a half-court game right now really plays to Toronto because their half-court defense phenomenal.
Doesn't need to create a wall of three guys to stop Giannis.
No, they're creating four and five at times.
But I'm just saying, but Kawhi can keep him in front of him at times, too.
Yeah,
we saw that last game.
But Kawhi's a lot on Middleton now as well. See, to me, Chris Middleton is the killer for Milwaukee. He's the one that's killing him right now. You usually look at Bledsoe, right, and say if Bledsoe doesn't play half decent, Milwaukee has got some problems because he creates the pace of what they're doing. They like to run. They like to force turnovers, rebound, and push the ball constantly up-tempo. Toronto wants to play more of a half-court game. They got them to score under 100 points last night. They got the pace. They got their half-court game with Van Fleet hitting everything. But if he brings the ball down the court, Giannis brings the ball down the court, it's easy for them to put three, four, and at times in the middle of the paint, they've got five guys all around him. Why? Because Chris Middleton won't even take a shot now. And you know why? Because Kawhi jumps back out on Middleton, and Middleton gives up the ball. What did he have? I think he was the fifth most shots last night on his team. That can't be. They can't win games.
So the same reason
Middleton is only taking eight shots a game.
Yeah, well, the issues that the Celtics tried to stop, and they just couldn't. Obviously, the Toronto was much better at it.
Well, Toronto was hitting those outside shots.
Well, yeah, the same thing. That's what the Celtics were trying to do.
So if they hit,
they were doubling Giannis and they're building that wall, and then they would kick it out, and those guys would shoot. Make it.
They made their biggest run when Lopez hit, you know, a three late in the game in the fourth quarter. He hadn't hit anything. But if they don't hit the outside shots, it's easy to compact down the paint and then limit the lane where he can't do anything. And guess what? He's not. Fourth quarter, last two games, zero fast break points for the Greek Freak. Zero assists, three turnovers, two rebounds, and three fouls drawn. And again, if you're getting outside shooting from guys like Middleton, then somebody's got to come out and pick up on them. And I agree with you, Lou. What's happening now is Leonard's able to cheat back down on Greek Freak, and now you're putting another great defensive player.
And they get the kid Siakam. I thought he's been on Middleton a lot.
Right. And Siakam started off really struggling in this series. In the last couple of games, he's really played well. So, but you're right. They're not. You look at both of these teams. We talk about the Celtics being a good defensive team. I'm watching these two teams, and I'm sitting there going, I don't know about that.
No, they used to be a good defensive team.
I don't know about
that. They still got
the
same players. That was weird that they just – because that's all effort. Defense, that's all effort. You don't need to have much skill to be a good defender. I mean, obviously, you're an athlete, so that's why you're in the league. But the difference between good defensive players and bad defensive players is effort.
Yeah.
That's it. They had it last year. This year, they just – they did it. It was not even – and maybe that's Marcus Smart. But since he missed a – you know, the first
game. I don't think either one of these two teams, you know, are going to beat Golden State after watching it. Just watching Golden State's playing right now. We forget how good they are defensively. You know, Klay Thompson, you know, and Draymond, what they can do against a couple of big guns. So it's different. I just think they're going to roll again. I didn't think so. I thought Milwaukee had a chance to beat them when it all started, you know, but I don't see anybody beating them.
Yeah, you may be right, and you
know, Klay Thompson. By the way, did you see that little interview?
Well, he lost $40 million.
They asked him like this. I think during a little press conference, they asked him about the All NBA team, which he was not on.
He was not aware.
The All NBA team was sort of elevated your potential.
Oh, I did it. They already came out.
Yeah, it came out today. You were like right behind Beal. Right behind. We got third team. Kemba got it. You were a couple.
I mean, that's cool and all, but like when you go to five straight finals, I respect those guys. But holy, when you go to five straight, I mean, it takes more than just a couple of NBA guys. It's like all time team, but
yeah,
whatever.
So what you don't see is like when they tell him it was Kemba Walker, the eyes roll. And he took it a lot better than maybe most would. But
really?
But because he wasn't on that, you know, the All-NBA team. Just like, remember the other day you said Giannis, because he's on the All-NBA team a couple years in a row, he can now get that super max?
Yep.
The fact that Klay Thompson didn't, and he is a free agent?
$40 million.
So the voting of the All-NBA team cost him about $40 million for his next deal.
By the way, I think it's stupid. The media votes for it.
$40 million.
The media votes for it. And you heard what Jackie McMullen said about voting for it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were fearful of keeping LeBron off of it, and she didn't vote for LeBron. He ended up on the third team. You can't have contracts of professional athletes tied into a vote that is done by the media.
It's amazing.
It is.
They tied it in the first, second, and third. You
can't do that.
All NBA that's voted by the media about how much money you can and can't make. They created a super max based on their voting.
Well, it's the same with the All Pro. It's the same with any other All Star.
Yeah, but the difference is if you're not an All Pro and you're a free agent, You know, it's and you can make 4 years, $20 million. If you were an all-pro, this tells you you can make $30 million per year.
Well, okay, I guess my point is that guys have these bonuses tied to the all-pro, Pro Bowl, where it's completely out of their hands, and sometimes it's a you know, popularity contest.
Yeah, but what are we usually talking? $1 million?
No, I get it. No, 500,000? Listen, I know it's a huge difference. My point is, I'm amazed any of them do it. None of them should do it. You should never tie any sort of bonus to you know, a bunch of writers.
it's ridiculous.
So now they hold the pen. They command what your livelihood looks like.
I don't know what the numbers should be, but you know, you go to Clay and you're like, listen, we can offer you $5 and $165. If somebody had voted more, if two, three more people would have voted for you, we might have given you over $200. But we can't. We can't do that if we want to. So this is what you can make.
But also his issue is, you know, he's on, you know, a really good team that's, you know, very talented. So somebody's going to lose out, because I can tell you that the Riders aren't going to want to put, you know, two guys on an all defensive team if they're playing on the same team.
So this is it right here. So if you, Clay Thompson, Joe Fortenberg tweeted this out. He's talking about a big day for Clay, right, when the teams were announced. So if he's on an all NBA team, he could have got 5 years, $221 million. If he was not on it, he can resign with Golden State for 5 years, $189.7 million. So that's about 30, right? No NBA spot on the other teams. So he can sign for 4 years, $140 million now with another team. 4 years, $140 million. But he lost $30 million from Golden State alone.
Yeah, look at the difference of 221 to 140.
So Golden State lucked out. They lucked out.
It's crazy. Yeah, Golden State lucked out, and Golden State's going to dip big into the luxury tax. They may pay $100 million in luxury tax alone, going up to $300 million for total payroll.
$147 million.
I wonder if he was so disgusted.
He got screwed.
5 years, $190 million, basically, with Golden State. If four more people would have voted for him, he could have made $30 million more.
So think about this, guys, though. Klay Thompson did not have his greatest year this past year. He's a guy that shoots the ball exceptionally well. He's one of the league's great shooters, and he's a great defensive player. Right? Not a great ball handler. He's okay, but not great. Kemba Walker is a guy that's putting up how many points? He's one of the top scorers in the league.
How good's his team?
He's getting all the attention. His team sucks. They made the playoffs, right? But they suck.
But, I mean, as far as, like, so he's the only guy that can score.
Yes, correct. So the numbers are inflated. Correct. Mm-hmm. So Kemba Walker gets the attention of the media in that situation. It happens all the time, right? So if Kemba Walker is playing for a great team, he's probably contributing an awful lot, but he's not getting those type of numbers out there. And numbers jump out at media people. You guys should know better than anybody, right? Media people look at numbers. They like to see the graphs, you know? And so that's why Kemba Walker get on there. But people are trying to compare it to Kyrie. I don't know where that's coming from. Kyrie had a terrific regular season. If we want to talk about the last four games of the playoffs now for Kyrie, you have a legitimate argument that he didn't play well. And I would say in the next to last game, I have no idea where the hell his head was in that game, right? We can all do that. But he did have a terrific season. He is a legit, when I hear people say, they're arguing at the point, how can he be a top 10 player, you know, or on this all NBA team? Well, he is, based on the regular season. It's a regular season award. And when you look back at the regular season, he was one of the top 10 players in that league.
I would agree.
I don't know how you can fight
it. Agree. He had a very good year in the regular season.
Yes.
There's no denying that. Now, whether he was deserved to be on the second team, whether he deserved to be on the third team, was it Stephen A. said he didn't deserve to be on the second team? But he should have been in the top 15. You know that much.
Yes. But who are you going to? He's better than Kemba Walker. And
no, I think Stephen A. was saying Klay Thompson, who wasn't even on any of them, which I think he should have been. But still, he would have had him on his second team. Now, I don't know if Stephen A. is trying to get a Klay Thompson interview because of the finals.
It probably is.
Right?
Yeah, but I can't even put him, Klay Thompson, ahead of Kyrie. I mean, Kyrie's the ball handler. He sets everything up for this team, right? He's the guy that feeds the offense. Curry does all of that stuff and allows Klay Thompson. I'm not trying to knock Klay Thompson. He's a terrific player. Charlotte did not make the playoffs. They just ended outside
ninth
by a
place.
Game or two. Yeah, just out of it. This hour has been brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. We got a lot more to come right here on OMF.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.